This is the couple next door, script number 138 for Wednesday, July 9, 2:30 to 2:45. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, what are you going to do today, young lady?
Play outdoors.
Oh, boy, imagine having nothing to do but just play outdoors.
No, we don't really appreciate our childhood.
I'll say we don't. Any more coffee?
Yes, plenty, dear. Mm-hmm.
Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to get me the tent?
The what, darling?
The tent, so I can sleep outdoors.
Tent? Oh, well, I will sometime, honey.
You said you'd get me one this summer. Mary Lou wants to stay overnight with me, and we want to sleep in the tent.
Well, you do, do you?
She'll sleep outdoors one night, and that'll be the end of it.
You promised me you'd get me a tent, Daddy.
Well, yes, it's true, I did.
I don't think she needs a tent, dear. They're expensive.
Well, it can't be too expensive. I mean, I don't have to get an expensive one.
I'm not even sure she ought to be lying outdoors on the ground all night. It's damp. She has a tendency to catch colds any hour.
Oh, come on, honey. The ground's not damp. No. The weather's just right for sleeping outdoors in a tent, isn't it, Betsy, huh?
Yes. And I want to, Mommy. Please.
Ann Lundell said she got Marjorie and Barbara a tent. They begged and begged for one. Finally, Jack bought one, and Ann said they were crazy about it for just about 2 days. She said after that, the tent sat in the yard. The children hardly even looked at it, dear.
I think it would be wonderful to have a tent. I could play in it all the time.
I did promise her one, Mommy, when summer came.
Please, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, pretty please with sugar on it?
Pretty please with sugar on it.
Oh, really, darling, I don't like to interfere, but I do think you spoil her.
No, he doesn't, Mommy.
No, I don't want.
Spoil me.
Dear.
Well, it's fun to have a tent, honey. I had one, and by golly, you know, it is. It's loads of fun to sleep outdoors, too. Didn't you ever do it?
Well, yes, dear, but I guess...
Okay, then look, when Daddy comes home tonight, darling, he'll have a surprise for you.
Night after night on CBS Radio, as you hear the program called The World Tonight, you're on speaking terms with the news. The World Tonight brings you carefully detailed reports by CBS newsmen who broadcast from the nerve centers of the world. In lively interviews with people in the news and other human interest features, they make you a witness to the news. In your living room, automobile, or backyard, you're in on what's happening in London, Paris, Moscow, Tokyo, or Rome. Keep on speaking terms with the world. Hear The World Tonight. 7 nights a week as it comes your way on CBS Radio. And remember, on most nights, Eric Severide's Perceptive News Analysis follows The World Tonight on many of these same stations. With wit and understanding, he burrows beneath the surface to bring to light important but hitherto ignored aspects of the news.
Where's Betsy?
Oh, out in the yard someplace. Maybe she wandered down to the Kendall.
Well, come on out. Come on. See what I got for her. Surprise.
Oh, I suppose you brought home a tent.
Honey, where do you think we ought to put it up? Betsy!
How much was it?
I think right over there would be a nice place for it.
How much was it?
Right over. Well, not much, darling.
How much?
Cost a little more than I thought it would, I'll admit. But after all, honey, there's no sense getting her when she's darn small. And she can't even stand up
in
it.
How much was it?
Now, look, if you're going to get one, you might as well get a good one.
How much?
Well, $30. I just ordered...
$30?
Look, I got the cheapest one. Never mind. That's the cheapest one they had. I mean, of course, I got a 10% discount. I got the Joe Sporting Goods shop. He always gives me a discount. You know, good old Joe. But even so, now, look, everything has gone up.
With all the bills we've got now, Annie, I really do.
Look, I know all that. And I darn near didn't get it. But then I thought, well... Is Betsy a little bit jealous because there's going to be a new baby? And the child psychologist said, now we must shower her with love and affection.
Love and affection is a lot less expensive than a tent.
I know. But I thought this would give us something to occupy her mind. You know, honey. Betsy,
Betsy, come here.
What?
Come here. I got a surprise for you.
Anyway, till she sees it. Now, look, darling, I know I'm indulgent, but this time I think it was the right thing to do. I really do.
Well, all right. Maybe you're right. She's certainly been crazy to have it. It may take her mind off the baby.
Oh, honey, she's going to be so darn excited. Here she comes. Here.
Yeah.
Well, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, what do you want, Daddy?
Well, yeah, young lady, got a surprise for you.
What?
What? What did we talk about this morning?
I don't know.
What were you so anxious to have?
I don't know. A pony?
A pony? What's all this pony talk?
I don't know. I haven't heard it before.
Tommy's dad is getting him a pony when he gets older.
You don't remember what we talked about this morning?
No.
A tent.
Oh, yes.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Dear Daddy bought you a tent.
Fine. Thank you, Daddy.
Well, here it is, Johnny. Right here in this box. I got home early, so we'd have time to put it up before dinner.
All right, Daddy. You put it up.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Back to Mary Lou. I'm busy.
Busy doing what?
Oh, Daddy, I'm busy jumping rope.
I thought you wanted a tent.
I do.
Well, then you can jolly well stay right here and help me put it up.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, don't you think, Mother, that if she wants a tent badly enough, she should help me put it up?
If you don't mind, Father, I think I'll just stay out of this. You'll excuse me. I'm going to start dinner.
Please, Daddy, they're waiting for
me. You are going to stay right here and help put up this tent.
Hold it! Well, hold it!
I am holding it!
Hang on to that rope.
I am hanging on to it.
What is going on out here?
Every time Daddy gets part of the tent up, it falls over again.
If she would just hang on to that rope.
Well, she's not strong enough. Give it to me, Betsy. To begin with, I don't think you've got the tent upright at all.
Look, I was an Eagle Scout.
Did you follow the directions?
I don't need to follow directions. I know how to put up a tent, for Pete's sake.
Daddy knows how to put it up, but he doesn't know how to put it up so it stays up.
As a mediator, I can't help but feel that Betsy does have more of the general idea of a successful tent.
All right, look at this thing, will you? The tent poles are all wrong. You should never have poles like this. And look at those stakes. They're much too small. What are all of those dinky little ropes for?
Don't they fasten onto the stakes?
There's no ropes at all for the center poles.
Well, why don't we just take a peek at the directions, huh?
I don't need directions to put up a tent. I was an Eagle Scout. Now, just hold that rope for a minute, will you? Just hold that rope.
Is I don't think you should use language like that in front of Betsy.
Well, why doesn't the tent stand up?
Dinner is going to be ruined.
And I'm hungry.
This tent is going to be put up before dinner. All right, find the directions.
Just a second. Where's the box now?
Any company that would put out a jumble mess of ropes and poles and stakes. This tent is designed all wrong, I tell you. These directions don't go with it at all. That's for something else.
Now, let's see what the paper says. Here, these seem to be some directions. Wait a minute. This tent is popular with children everywhere because it can be erected easily in 10 minutes by even the tiniest Cub Scout. I should have enclosed a Cub Scout with a tent so we could put it up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's see the directions. First, take hold of side A. Where's side A? That must be...
Right here. Go on, I got it.
And pull up, then take side D and pull over, which leaves side D and C ready to be placed in the position.
Side D, there isn't any side
D. Well, it must be. It says so right here, side
D. I'm hungry.
Just a second, dear. Then insert pole and raise tent.
There is no side D.
Take your two-piece jointed upright pole, which should telescope compactly into each corner pole, leaving the storm flap open, and then tie your guy ropes to the sewed-in iron rings. That's all it says.
Those are the directions?
That's all it says. Oh, Betsy, go on and get the pole. Will you please... Now, first, find side A. Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now,
let me see those directions. Give
now, honey, don't be so cross.
Well, I am sorry, but if there's one thing I know how to do, it is put up a tent. I was an Eagle Scout.
Yes, I know, dear, but it's been some time since you were an Eagle Scout.
Not that long. Well, I'm sorry, but it just makes me feel like such a dumbbell in front of my daughter.
Oh, now, honey, she realizes you're trying to do something nice for.
Mommy!
Yes, dear?
She doesn't want to.
Oh, Mary Lou can't sleep in the tent. Well, don't worry, dear. Maybe Daddy will.
Daddy?
Daddy?
Well, I can't.
My gosh, I don't want to sleep out here all night. You...
I thought you thought it was so wonderful.
Well, I was. I did when I was a kid. Now I got to have a decent night's sleep.
Well,
oh, please, Daddy, please.
Well, now, look, sweetie, I
but
really...
You said it was fun, Daddy.
Well, it is, honey. It's just that
Come on, let's have dinner and let Daddy think about it.
Yeah,
then.
Let
Daddy,
me think about it.
Please, Daddy.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You name it. If Lowell Thomas hasn't been there, nobody else has either. Here's a world traveler who dotes on discovering new places, new people, new and fascinating facts about remote locales many of us have never heard of. He's just as much at home on the desert or on the Arctic as he is in the important capitals of the world. It's this keen eye for people and places, this personal experience with news centers large and small, that adds so much color and background when Lowell Thomas reports the news on CBS Radio. Another long-standing CBS News broadcast with nationwide respect is the World News Roundup, here early each day to bring you up to date. CBS newsmen from all strategic world news centers bring you eyewitness accounts, in their own words, of every major event that's current and important to you. Each morning, start your day fully informed by checking with CBS Radio's superb World News Roundup reports. And each evening, Monday through Friday, keep up to date when Lowell Thomas reports the news at the Star's address.
Come on, Daddy.
Here, you two. You better take a flashlight with you. You may need it when it gets darker.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Daddy?
Well, go on. Hurry up, honey. Crawl in there before anybody sees me out in the backyard in my pajamas.
No, I'll leave the back door unlocked. Are you sure you're going to be warm enough?
Oh, yes, Mommy.
Yeah, take this, dear. Take it.
What?
Well, it's citronella. There's some stuff for mosquitoes. You may need it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Now, how are your beds in there?
It's hard.
No, they're just fine. Fun to sleep on the ground.
What? Close again.
Nothing. A little heat, lightning, thunder, I think.
Oh my gosh, rain, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but wait a minute. Let me look. Wait. Hey, there's not a star out.
Well, it's a little light yet for stars.
No, come on, Betsy. Come on. We don't want to be caught in the downpour. Come on, let's get back in the house.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, then look, darling. Tomorrow night you can sleep out here with Mary Lou. It's much more fun sleeping out with one of your little friends than it is with your daddy.
Well, for goodness sakes, it is starting to sprinkle.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Bring the blankets, dear, so they don't get soaked.
All right.
Bring a pillow, too, now.
Yeah, well, I'll get everything.
Close the tent, flat. Well, now, how could a rainstorm start so suddenly?
Oh, I didn't tell you. I did a ceremonial rain dance while I was getting undressed upstairs.
Oh,
I'll
Daddy,
do it for you later.
Jane will come to talk with me tomorrow evening. She's going to visit her grandmother.
Oh, Mary Lou can't sit down tomorrow either. Well, that's a shame. Maybe you can ask one of your other friends.
I'd rather have Daddy.
Well, that's between the two of you. Now get in the house before it pours.
Oh, Daddy, please, let's sleep out tomorrow night. Please, pretty please with sugar on it.
Oh, how do I let myself in for these things? Yes, all right, dear. Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.